All right. Well, thank you so much to Deb Rogers with DCI Stable and Equine Assisted Learning.
Thanks. You know, I'm really excited too. It's different for me.
Yeah, it's really different. And, I'm excited to be hooking up with equine people because that's certainly why this radio show got started. Especially I was really interested in seeing that you're helping people with disabilities and really using horses for something that should be really more out there. So thank you so much for coming on Blue Sky. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, my name's Deb Rogers. I'm from DCI Stables in Equine Assisted Learning. We're in Trenton, Ontario, right near the military base, and we run a program out here, but we use miniature horses, so they're less intimidating for our clientele. So we have a lot of fun here during the summer, and everybody's welcome. You know, it's like this program that we have, it's a certification, it's been certified and it's been researched. It's a really great program, so we enjoy it.
That's really amazing. That's really awesome. How did you get involved with equine assisted learning?
Well, I've always done visiting with my horses to nursing homes and things like that, or had people come over on the farm. You know, we'd have lineups of people on the road wanting to come in and pet the minis and see the babies and everything else. And horses are very, very therapeutic. So I started looking for a program that is approved and is researched and is somewhat a little bit more in depth than other programs. So I found the equine assisted learning from Dreamwood Farms and out of the Cartier equine assisted learning program, and I went and took a look and saw what they offered and did my certification.
That's awesome. That's really great. Where did you go for your certification, if you don't mind me asking?
Dreamwind Farm in Bradford. They are online. They have got an amazing website. The gal there that runs it is Tracy Evans, and she is a master certification. So she originally bought the program down into Ontario from Cartier Equine Assisted Learning, which is in, I believe,
Alberta,
and now it's actually gone international. We are all over the world, and people are using this program because, yeah we're teaching, it's hands-on teaching life skills using horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Equine assisted learning keeps coming back to this program. I have the certification myself, and I am a huge advocate for it. And I mean, for horses to be in people's lives, period, and with a program like equine assisted learning, where you're using all of these tools and being able to really utilize the horses, is really great. And you're doing awesome.
Well, we do try, and this is a building block program, so every session that we do builds on the others, and it's really hands-on approached, and participants' retention and understanding of the skills that they learn is really great, because you see them go from this person that comes through the door not really certain to when they've done, we do 4, 6, and 12-week programs. By the time they've got to the end of their program, you know, using these little horses, it's just amazing the change in people, because now they have to think of somebody else. So they have to have that communication. Now they have to somewhat see body language, because the horses tell you that, I like this, I don't like this, or no, we're not going to do that today. And it's the way that you actually communicate with them, because horses are very sensitive in nature and aware of their surroundings. So if you're a little bit anxious or nervous, then they will be as well, you know. But our horses really gently guide participants through our many experiential programs, and it's really good, because this program aids in not just team building or teamwork. We've got a lot of people that come for us, that have intellectually delays and Down syndrome. We do a whole program during the summer. But they, you know, or they're divorced or they're feeling stuck, relationship issues, PTSD. I mean, it's really a great program that people do benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it, sorry, go on.
No, yeah, it's very hands-on. I mean, people go to therapy and things like that. And I know that we don't talk about equine-assisted learning therapy per se, but, I mean, it is therapeutic and very, like, practically applicable, which maybe is lacking in some of the other programs out there for people with mental health or any kind of disability.
I think so, because it really does have that strong base. When they did the research at the University of Alberta, it was, I believe, with youth that were hard to serve youth. And the change in them from when they first did the program to the end of the program, and their skills and their communication and their understanding of you know, different ways to deal with things in life.
Yeah.
And then you put this horse in the middle of it, and the horse is saying, hey, come on, we can do this. And it's just amazing. I watched one participant last year, and the smiles on their face from day one to day four, it was like a light bulb went off in their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes, and smiles are awesome because, I mean, gosh, if you can make somebody's day better, and that's what horses do. I mean, they are so natural at just making people feel happy that they're a great animal.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they are, like you say, we're not therapy, but they are very, very therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's like I've always been part of the horsey world, and then decided to go over to minis, and people think that they're like the same as regular horses, which they are, but they're just in smaller size, so I find them less intimidating if you haven't been around a horse for a while,
mm-hmm.
or you've never been around a horse, you know.
Yeah. But you still have the same benefits out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and really the program gives a sense of well-being. You learn to listen to what the horses have to say, and it's powerful. And really sometimes can be the catalyst for individual change, you know. It's quite interesting to see.
So yeah. What services do you offer at DCI?
Okay, so we in the program we have is a 12 session. We have 12 sessions, and there's all different sessions. So we offer from beginners to more advanced, but we can also escalate and de-escalate our programs to who the participant is. We offer social learning, team building. We also have a date night, so you and your partner can come along and have fun, so we can make it fun as well. We do a ladies' night, friends' night, and then we have our 4, 6, and 12-week program, which goes through a lot of the challenges that we offer people, and then they learn that they have to work together, and we can tailor make the program for the client that comes into us. It's like, say, date night, you know, usually one of our participants ends up blindfolded, so it's kind of, can you really communicate like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it quite interesting because by the end of the night, they're laughing so hard. It's, you know, it's quite entertaining, really.
Wow, it sounds really nice, actually. I mean, it's such a different way to approach trying to make something better or trying to fix something in a way, because there's so much seriousness in the world. I mean, everything is serious. We have to be responsible, obviously, and, like, there's so much to think about. And having fun is, like, it's kind of like having responsible fun in a way.
Yes, it totally is.
Yeah, that's amazing. So how did you get involved with this type of therapy or the equine-assisted learning with miniature horses?
Well, I already have the minis, and I breed them, and I show them. And I wanted to do something more for my community. So that's when I researched, like, a lot of the programs and found that this program has really got accountability. It's really got some weight behind it that you can say, you know, people have looked into this. They have done the research. It does work. It's not just one of those other programs that someone's hung up their shingle and said, come try me. Because I felt that there was a need in the community for this kind of program. So I went and I did my certification with Tracy up in Dreamwind. And right now they're also doing advanced certifications where you can go back in and learn more and get more exercises and get higher and higher up. But because I wanted to do something for the community, it had to be something that everybody can benefit from, you know. And that's what we started doing. Now, our program benefits the young to adult. I know some of my colleagues have done a Munchkin and Minis program down in Blackstock, where they start with four-year-olds. And it's really amazing what can be accomplished, you know, from just people learning or kids learning how to communicate properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's a really good background when you're a little child to grow up with, you know, learning to do that in a positive way, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be so nice to see school boards across Canada pick up on equine-assisted learning and bring it out for, because they do lots of activities in schools where they have an opportunity to, you know, have a field trip or something like that. Or, I mean, this could be like a mental health slash anti-bullying kind of positive friendship kind of day. Like, I would love to see that across Canada.
Oh, absolutely. I have a co-op student here, and I had her do a PowerPoint presentation, and she presented it to the principal and some of the teachers. And then a few weeks ago, we had the principal and some of the teachers come over and try out the program.
Wow.
But yeah, so I'm hoping that they loved it. The feedback was really, really good, and I escalated the program because they are teachers, so that they had to think a little bit more outside of the box. They did really well and they had lots of fun. And I'm hoping that next year we can do something with the kids at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about that. So it's just a matter of planning it and putting it together and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
We started our program last year. And it was from a organization which is Heart Fit Farms Respite Programs, and they're in Frankfurt, so in Quincy West, and their participants, their campers, are adults with intellectually delayed and Down syndrome. So I did it pro bono last year with them because I wanted them to come out and try it and see if it was, you know, applicable for them and everything else. Oh my gosh, it was such a huge hit. The smiles on the participants and the accomplishments they achieved, it was just absolutely amazing. So they approached me again this year because apparently, you know, these adults went home and were talking to their caregivers or their parents and everything, and or showing them pictures and stuff that we'd done. So now they're all coming back this year, and now they're coming back for 5 days at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, every day. So I'm booked 5 days a week, twice a day, with the same HeartFit Farms Respite Program. To have these individuals come over and to do the program. I mean, we went from maybe four campers once a week to now eight campers twice a day, so eight to 5 days a week.
Wow, congratulations. That's really awesome to hear.
Oh, you know, I love this program and I love the people that we work with.
Yeah.
So It makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like a job, I'm sure.
Oh, it's not a job.
No.
I don't class this as a job at all because my horses love doing it. They love the attention. We love doing it, and the participants are just, you know, they love coming and love doing it. You know, we have non-verbal adults that come, and that we've made a way that we can communicate with them, and they just smile. You know, yeah. Their faces are just sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some experience too with people with disabilities and bringing them around horses. It's truly rewarding, and I mean, there's nothing like a smile on somebody's face, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you see DCI down the road, and what would you like to accomplish in the long run?
I think I would like to expand this program, like you say, to the schools, and not just one mainstream population, but offer it to, like I say, to everyone, because I think everyone can benefit from it. You don't have to have a disability to benefit from this program. You know, you can benefit from it even corporate. I mean, I know Tracy does a lot of corporate stuff to for communication and teamwork and stuff like that. I don't want to grow too big because I enjoy doing the program. So then it becomes a job if you grow too big.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to offer it to different outlets that can benefit from it, organizations that can benefit from it. And I'm in a unique position where I have my own farm, I have my own arena, I have my own horses. So I'm able to work around different people's economics if I need to.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that is very important. If I'm going to offer it to my community, then it has to be open to all of my community.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you sound really, that's, what a great attitude you have. So giving and generous. And I love, you're right too, that to be able to be, I guess, flexible with your cost and the prices, I mean, you're really able to get anybody. And sometimes people just need to see it. They need to see it to know what it is.
Yes.
And it's the kind of thing that, like, it's going to just keep on rolling. Like, it's the kind of snowball that, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm always saying, oh, come over and like bring four of your friends and we'll do the program. I get so excited about it. It's like, you know, I love working with my horses. So there's not a moment that doesn't go by that I won't say, well, come over and we'll do some of the program and, you know, you can try it out and take it out and tell everybody in the world sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, definitely in the last couple of years, equine-assisted learning has become something that people are more aware of, and you see more and more stables or more people that get involved, and it's really great to see that horses are, you know, utilized for their other capacities that doesn't include necessarily the equestrian bit, but this other bit that is so therapeutic for people because we truly need it. You know,
yeah.
We all need a little bit of equine therapy. Yeah, right? So
we really do. I mean, you know, it used to be all about dogs, but it seems to be like a lot more now, more about horses as well, because people are understanding that these animals are truly gifted.
Yeah.
I mean, they truly have the sense of, they know when you're sad, they know when you're angry,
yeah.
They know when you're happy, and they react accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I'm blessed that I've got the horses that, they love doing this, and they love the attention.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know.
They like their job too. How lucky.
Yeah. And I, you know, sometimes I'm convinced it's because they know they get the treats at the end of it, and they get groomed all the time, you know, by people that really want to groom them. So
yeah,
they love it.
Mm-hmm. Where are you based out of?
I'm actually in Trenton, Ontario. We're just off the 401, and we're on Hamilton Road. So we're at the Sydney Street end of Hamilton Road. We're not far from the base in Trenton, so we're very easy to find. People can phone me, they can text me, they can email me,
mm-hmm.
Or they can look us up on Facebook under DCI Stables and Equine Assisted Learning.
Right on.
and I love to hear from people. So, you know, if they want to just come and have a visit and have a look at the minis, they're so welcome to do that. I like to show my guys off, so, you know. But, yeah, right downtown Trenton. I mean, we're at Glen Miller Road off the 401, and we're like 5 minutes around the corner, which is just so awesome because it's easy to find and easy to get to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good location. Sounds like right in the middle of a lot of people. That's good. That's good. Do you have a wish list?
Well, the only thing that we really wish is that that we're always looking for volunteers and help to groom our minis and help on program days. You know, I think just for other people, the wish list would be for people to recognize that we're here and to come out. I don't think we need anything else. Like, we don't need equipment or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to build, my wish list would be to build the program bigger and to get into more centers and associations and people to recognize, I think, that we're here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Good. Good work. That's amazing. Do you have any parting words for us here?
Yes, I think when the whole world says give up, a horse will whisper, try one more time.
I love that.
It's a lovely saying.
It really is. And, you know, like I started this hour today when I started the radio show at noon, I was saying that, you know, what a difficult world we live in. It's always been difficult in general, but I mean, nowadays it just seems like everything is escalating and we don't really know what's happening. The environment is at a crisis and the political leadership seems to be lacking. And here we are as people trying to make our communities better, which is certainly why this radio show got started. We are ourselves, Radio Waterloo, is a nonprofit organization. I'm a volunteer. So, I mean, this is just coming from my desire to get voices like yours out there so that people can find out and hear that, you know, there's like an opposition to all the apathy out there. And there's people like yourselves that are doing something that is coming from your heart and striving towards a better community. So thank you so much, Debbie Rogers. I really appreciate that you're talking to me today. And anytime you want to come on in the future, I would love to have you back.
Well, and if I could ask you one thing, if people do need the information, if you could pass it on to them and give them my cell phone number, give them my address, you know, we're open to all of that. So, because like I say, we do want to open up to other associations that, you know, people find hard to serve in the community and stuff, you know. I think our communities can always need or always want a place to go where they can feel included.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that about your place, that you're like thinking about everyone, because especially with equine, it's very exclusive usually. You need to have a membership or you need to be taking lessons or, you know, it's very hard usually to get in contact with a stable. You're not just allowed to come walking in, which makes horses an animal of privilege so many times and inaccessible to people who may truly, you know, appreciate being around horses.
Yeah, and it is. It's very expensive. It can turn out to be very expensive if you want to go the riding route or, you know, or whatever. But if you want to do that, you just want to be around them, you just want to pet them, you just want to groom them, I don't see why you should have to put your hand in your pocket to do that, you know, or to gain some kind of health benefit from them, you know, which they do give you.
Yeah,
you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
so we love to show off, so we're always opening our doors, or someone comes knocks on my door and says, well, can we not pet your minis, and one of us will go over and go with them, you know. So
that's really nice. Well, I'm so happy.
Thank you.
It's a feel-good story. Thank you so much. And yes, definitely, I will share your information out, and I will make sure to include your phone number as well.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
Great
talking to you.
Bye.